This is the Patriots Training Camp Cast. Oh, yeah! The Patriots Training Camp Cast is your source for all the news from Patriots Training Camp.
Well, I do still watch the news.
Practice is over, but the writers of Patriots.com have you covered.
What did I miss yesterday?
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of Patriots.com.
That's right. Paul Perillo, Mike Dussault with you at the conclusion of day seven. And the second time, Mike, that we've seen the team in full pads,
yep.
I thought this practice was maybe not quite as physical and intense with all the running that the first one with pads was, but the energy, I thought, over the last half of this workout was probably about as high as I've seen it. A lot of jaw-jacking going on between the offense and defense, a lot of competitiveness. There was actually some tackling. I'm not sure it was supposed to be by design, but... I thought the last hour or so today was pretty fun stuff to watch.
It was. I enjoyed it. We had one-on-ones, you know, offensive and defensive line going against each other. We had defensive backs and linebackers covering wide receivers, running backs, tight ends. So a lot to see, and I got to be honest, this is the first day I've felt encouraged about the offense. I thought they're starting to string some plays together. Certainly the second-to-last sequence before they actually went on the goal line in red zone 11s was a nice sequence they had. The first play was, you know, contested catch. Catch to Parker over Gonzalez. I know some debate. Was he pushing off? Would they have called it or not? You know, it's a bread and butter play for them at this point. I'm not really that excited.
Would they have called it or not?
Yeah.
Absolutely in question. I've seen many times that does not get called.
Yeah, and we know that they got that in the bag, but still they completed it. Tough play for Christian Gonzalez. You know, Juju Smith-Schuster then in the back of the end zone, probably, you know, just one of the best red zone plays that we've seen so far. So a nice touchdown for them. They were all really excited. Juju talked about it after practice that, you know, the defense had been getting them. They finally got them. So you know, I know a lot of people were kind of hyping things up on offense yesterday. I didn't really feel that way.
I didn't see it.
But today I feel like, you know, there's some progress and they're starting to string some plays
together. Yeah, I would agree with you. I thought that string was probably the highlight. And then even after that, in terms of enthusiasm, more defense pushing back on the final goal line plays.
Mm-hmm.
They could not really run it in. They got in, I think, on the last of four attempts. It looked like Pierre Strong sort of squirted his way through low. But even that was a struggle. And these plays were from the one. The defense did a good job of bowing up there when they needed to. So some good stuff. What really stood out to me was the energy and the enthusiasm that was generated. That started, I thought, with the one-on-ones.
Mm-hmm.
During one-on-ones, the ball really, I mean, you should complete virtually every pass. And that was the case. The wide receivers with the entire field to work with and no pass rush to prevent them from getting open did a great job of getting open, and they were happy about it.
Yep.
And I don't think the defensive backs were happy with the results, with the ensuing celebrations that were going on. So that, I think, sort of started it, and then that left the intensity at that level the rest of the way, which is really nice to see. I thought there was some good juice today. Real quick, again, no Ty Montgomery. You know, that's five in a row now. Therese Hall for the third time. Still not seeing any Cole Strange, in any of these reps. And a lot of guys heading down to the lower fields for some rehab work. Trent Brown still not really doing anything. Judon really still doing a lot of that stuff. Tyquan Thornton today spent a good amount of time on the lower field. So some of the – and Ramondre didn't get any carries again with the pads on. So some good news, bad news there. I would say that with the intensity – In the overall energy level, I thought was great in the last half. But I'd like to see some of these guys maybe get healed up and get back in the mix.
Yeah, there was one in particular one-on-one where I think Devontae Parker put like six moves on a guy, and it was about 7 seconds to the ref, and then they completed it. It was like, all right. But Pop Douglas had
They had
really
the 1994 Dallas Cowboys offensive line, that play would have gone off without a hitch. But other than that, I'm not sure.
Yeah, nice downfield catch by Pop Douglas, though. You know, so they had some plays. Got to point out Trey Nixon, too. Had a nice play with Zappe, too, downfield. Nice throw by Zappe.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, for the first time, really even going back to the spring, Jack Jones was doing a lot of chasing today, a lot of biting. We've seen that a little bit, the over-aggressiveness. I thought Nixon easily got past him on that deep ball that you're talking about, Mike. And there was another one in the end zone that he kind of got left behind. A lot of Marcus Jones today, too, in the secondary with Christian Gonzalez, which I thought was interesting. Some different looks, and we're getting some mixing and matching as Evan Lazar comes in. So before we just talk about any more of this minutia, do you agree with Mike and I? We were enthused about the enthusiasm at the practice today.
Yeah, look, I wanted to come in here because yesterday I ragged on the offense for 2 straight hours on Unfiltered. And
you wanted to come make sure he showed up.
I don't have too big of an ego to think that they listened to me rag on them, and that's what fueled their best practice at training camp so far. But maybe I'll take credit for it anyways. But the biggest thing is that yesterday I try to give it to people straight. And yesterday I felt like a little bit overblown how great their good offensive day this.
I couldn't believe the reactions that we got after we were done with our radio.
Right. And now today, the reason why I didn't want to go there yesterday is because I was like, let's wait and see if they can actually put together a really good day on offense. And today I thought that they put together a really good day on offense. And it wasn't just I'm not trying to take away from him because he was good. Mac and the starters were good. All three rounds were kind of lighting up the defense at one point.
Yeah.
And that is, I think, what you really haven't seen from this team in, I want to say, almost years at this point, is a day in training camp where you can say a clear, decisive victory for the offense over the defense if you're into that sort of thing. And I thought what really stood out to me out of all of it with Mac is you started to see a lot of the plays that Bill O'Brien, a lot of his core concepts in the passing game, just hitting exactly how he draws them up when he puts them on the whiteboard. You know, throws to Gesicki, to Juju. Those are the types of plays over the middle of the field that's the Bill O'Brien offense. That's when the ball's out on time, how they create separation with different alignments and, you know, stack alignments, bunches, things like that. Those are the types of things that he really bases his entire shotgun passing offense off of. And I thought today they were clicking, they were hitting it on time, they were getting open. There was guys that were legitimately getting open.
I thought they were causing some confusion today, which may be as important as anything, because we know that, you know, they don't have that stud that's just going to go out and win every one-on-one matchup. I thought that touchdown to Juju, clearly there was a lot of pre-snap confusion in the secondary. Mills and Jonathan Jones were going back and forth. They were moving. Jones was late, sort of adjusting to what Mills was telling him to do. Something to keep an eye on, by the way. We've talked a lot about this sort of on an abstract level, what happens without Devin McCourty back there. They're telling us there's a lot of different guys that can do that. So just something to keep an eye on. I'm not going to pretend to tell you who was wrong and why on that play, but I just saw a lot of talking pre-snap and then a guy break open for a nice touchdown. Beautiful toe tap in the back of the end zone. One of the best plays of the entire camp.
Out of everything that I think Bill O'Brien does that I've seen now that we've got to actually watch a Bill O'Brien offense in practice, his stress that he puts on coverage rules, like in those types of situations with the way that receivers release off the line of scrimmage, you're covering a slot receiver, so you most of the time expect him to break inside, and then all of a sudden he's breaking outside, but then he's breaking back inside, and these types of things really confuse switches at the line of scrimmage, or, you know, different types of ways that defenses guard stacks, you know, two receiver sides, bunch formations, things like that. And it makes it so easy for the quarterback to see the receiver winning early in the down because he knows, okay, this guy's got body positioning on the defender. He's going to break one way and the defender is going to be, you know, out leveraged, and I'm just going to be able to make this throw quickly. And those types of plays, Juju said at the end of his press conference, I asked him about the touchdown and he was like kind of over the moon about it. Like he was like, oh, we've been working on that. We've been working on it off on the side field during special teams periods. We've been talking about how can we get the defense on this. And Mac made the check and we finally pulled one over on the defense. And I think that they were pretty elated about that.
Yeah. And I think the group overall, and that was my big takeaway today, was I think that they felt good about themselves. And it probably was the first time they could say that after a full week of practices. We're going to be back at it here. There's no rest for the weary right now. It's still every day. So we're going to have practice again tomorrow, same time, 9:45. Tip, as they say, for training camp practices. We don't call it a kickoff because there's no actual kickoff. So any last points
just say
you want to make?
Strange, no Cole Strange today. Just worth bringing up that. But otherwise, I think they were good. And, you know, Thyrick Pitts, their new addition at wide receiver, was out there, made a catch. I saw
he caught a nice crosser from Trace McSorley.
Yeah. So right in the mix there. And otherwise, we never talk about it, but I'm gonna give Brandon Schooler a shout out. I think it deserves to be highlighted. They've had two onside kicks. They've tried to swing on him this practice, preseason schedule. He's picked up both of them. It's just watching him in practice. He's like a good player, you know.
I almost regret asking.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Paul, but I do think I want to highlight Brandon Schooler there for a second.
Did you guys do any O-line, D-line one-on-one?
Well, I didn't. I wanted to talk to you about that because that's not where you guys were. Definitively.
Evan was watching that. I was watching the one-on-ones.
So we could maybe talk about that. We'll talk about it off air. I mean, I don't want to drag the podcast too far, but I will say, end of practice, the goal line stuff, there was some mixing and matching in the offensive line. Bill Murray was out at times. They had Cody Russey. Antonio Mafi was in where he has been, but they sort of mixing and matching left guard, right guard, some changes, really for the first time because it's been Murray. I wonder if maybe he's nursing whatever was bothering him at the end of that practice the other day or if it's time. If
they're
these
searching.
Rookies, Russey's a second-year guy, Mafi, maybe these guys – took a week, and now they're ready to sort of assert themselves.
Yeah, those goal line run periods, that with this offensive line, with how many guys are injured, that is a huge mismatch. The Patriots' starting defensive line against these backups and rookies and things like that.
You're missing three starters.
That's a mismatch. Yeah. But you mentioned the one-on-ones just quickly. Keon White had by far the best one-on-one pass rush rep during that period, go outside inside move on Connor McDermott, and I don't think McDermott got a hand on him. I mean, just went right around him.
I know that hurt you.
It's true.
That was one of the better reps of the period, and to the point about Bill Murray, he got beat both times that he went in one-on-one. So I do think that it's time. Mafi is just a cinder block. Like, he's just a stout.
We all said at the day of the draft, that was the one that really stood out to us out of those three guys. Most looked the part. So we'll watch that. I think it's time to start really taking notice of who's playing in those spots with those young guys and seeing if they're ready to move in. So we'll be back tomorrow, and we'll give you all the latest at Patriots training camp.